This is the news in brief from the United Nations. We need an affordable COVID vaccine for everybody everywhere because we will only be safe if everybody's safe. That's the message from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who's been speaking to UN News ahead of the upcoming General Assembly, which heads of state will likely attend virtually. Outlining his priorities, Mr. Guterres warned that solidarity is essential if we're all to overcome and move on from the tragic impact of the coronavirus pandemic.
It is absolutely essential that a vaccine be considered a global public good, a people's vaccine, and that we won't have a competition of countries trying to get as many vaccines as possible for themselves and forgetting about those that have less resources. We need a vaccine for everybody, everywhere, in affordable conditions, because we will only be safe if everybody is safe. To think that we can preserve the rich people and let the poor people suffer, it's a stupid mistake.
A global ceasefire is still hugely important, the UN chief insisted, so that the world can truly unite against the virus. So too is making sure that the world keeps global warming below 1.5 degrees centigrade and achieves carbon neutrality through climate action by 2050, Mr. Guterres said, while also calling for greater power for women and an end to inequalities through a change in attitudes on gender, disabilities and equal rights. To hear the full interview, go to UNnews/audiohub or look for our latest The Lid Is On UN podcast on your usual streaming platform. Taking to the skies for some good news now, which comes in the form of the International Day for the Preservation of the Ozone Layer, which is celebrated on Wednesday. Although it constitutes a very small part of the atmosphere, ozone is vital for life on Earth as it shields us from harmful ultraviolet radiation. It came under attack from harmful gases used in aerosols and cooling appliances, which caused a hole to develop. To prevent further damage, states agreed to the Vienna Convention for the Protection of the Ozone Layer 35 years ago, the first of three major international accords to help fix the problem. Today, about 99% of these harmful gases have been replaced, helping the ozone layer heal. In a message welcoming this global cooperation, UN Chief Antonio Guterres said that the ozone treaties were inspiring examples that show that where political will prevails, there is little limit to what we can achieve. Rights violations against anti-government protesters in Venezuela amounted to crimes against humanity, UN-appointed rights investigators have said in their first report. Announcing their findings on Wednesday, the Independent International Fact-Finding Mission on Venezuela cited evidence of unlawful executions and forced disappearances, arbitrary detentions and torture since 2014. Senior military and ministerial figures were likely aware of the crimes, said the investigators, who were appointed by the Human Rights Council in Geneva in September last year. They gave orders, coordinated activities and supplied resources in furtherance of the plans and policies under which the crimes were committed, the report stated. President Nicolas Maduro also likely sidetracked the chain of command to ensure the commission of crimes, including the head of the National Intelligence Service, SEBIN, the report's authors maintained. Here's investigator Francisco Cox.
And we have reasonable grounds to believe that the president, Maduro, did give orders to the director of SEBIN as to who target. After that, these people were surveilled, information was gathered, their communications were intercepted, and finally they would be detained without judicial order, just because there was such an order by the president.
The report will be presented to the Human Rights Council next Wednesday. Daniel Johnson, UN News.